Good morning, True North. How's everybody doing this morning? All right, am I the only one that's confused as to whether or not we still say Merry Christmas? Good, because this morning, you know, I'm not a Scrooge, but Christmas is done. So, no, just kidding. If you still want to, Merry Christmas to you. So, I want to welcome everyone who's here in person. Also, we have the great privilege of live streaming into correctional facilities around our state and into different people's homes. So, if you're here in person, can we welcome the crew join us online and make them feel like they're a part of it? Whether you're here in person or online, we're so glad that you've chosen True North today to come and worship with us and be with us. So I want to highlight that amazing video at the end there. In January, we love to start off our year as a church with God first. It sounds like it makes sense, right? And so we're having an encounter conference. We're going to bring up a guest speaker, and we're just going to come into this conference with the expectation that we will encounter God to start off our new year. And to prepare for that, we're inviting all of you that are part of the True North Church family to join us for a week of prayer and fasting. And that week, we're going to have more information, but there will actually be evening services focused on just making time to just worship the Lord, prepare our hearts for that encounter conference. So keep an eye on the app, the website, the worship guide for more information and times for all that. But we want to invite you guys to join us as we kick off 2021 with the presence of God. Amen. And that's a great segue into what we're talking about today. I don't think there has been as much anticipation for a flipping of the calendar from one year to another since 1999. Except this year, they're not letting us party like it's 1999, right? How many of you are ready for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, right? New Year's Day, ready to let 2020 get in the books? Where it's going to be a double-wide chapter. It might be a two-part in the books. And welcome in a new year. And you know, the Bible talks about seasons and times right from the very beginning. One of the first things God creates is day and night. And the wonderful thing about seasons, the promise is that there is a newness to seasons. There's a new mercy every day. There's a new season that comes with a new attitude, a new presence, all sorts of new things. And so as we look to change from 2020 to 2021, I want to talk about today, how do we prepare for the season that God has for us? Amen. And to help us do that, we're going to start by putting the year 2020 into context. To help us understand a little bit maybe about what has happened this past year. There's a lot of words out there that we could use to describe 2020, right? Most of them we can say in here. But the word we're going to look at today is detoured. That 2020 was a year of detours. And by the way, if you have your worship guide, if you're with us, or if you're online, you can get the church app and follow along. But if you like to fill in the blanks, or if you like to doodle, you have a worship guide there. And 2020 was a year of detours. Now, why do I say that? I think it's because detours change our travel, our direction of travel, but they don't change our destination. And the promise for us as believers is that nothing that has happened this year in your life, in our community, or in our nation changes the destination God has for each and every one of us individually and corporately. And so 2020 was simply a year of detours. Now, some of you might feel like you're parked at a dead end, but it's just a detour. And so we need to learn how to navigate these detours. We need to take what we can from the detour to help us get ready for the next year. 2020 has been an interesting year, and detours have come in all shapes and sizes. You know, if you're the owner of Amazon, the detours have been wonderful. Right? If you own a shipping company up to Alaska, the detours have been fantastic. But for many of us, personal detours in our lives. For a lot of kids, my kids in particular, their schooling has been detoured to the kitchen table this year. And that's brought along with it extra challenges. More time with dad. That's one of the extra challenges. There have been detours in people's finances, in people's health. And these have been serious detours, real detours. And for some of you, you might not have experienced these detours personally, but for all of us as a community, we're experiencing these detours politically, socially, nationally. You know, you watch a lot about politics lately, and I feel like both sides feel like they face detours this year, right? And you look at socially what's happened. We had a plan for where our country's going socially, and it feels like it's hit detours this year. And there's media outlets out there promoting and pumping which way we should go to follow these detours. But what we want to look at today is, what is the destination God has for us? What is the destination that cannot be stopped regardless of what 2020 has thrown our way? And we're going to look at this passage in Romans chapter 8. And I love this passage because of the hope that it should give us, the promise that it should speak to us. It says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers," you could say nor politicians if you want to, "nor things present or things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that is the ultimate destination, that we would know the love of Christ, and nothing about 2020 can separate us from that. Isn't that an amazing promise? And if you take that down, nothing can separate us from the destination God wants to bring us to so we can experience that love in Christ. Nothing that's happened in our homes, in our marriages, can separate us from the destination God has for us. Nothing that's happened with our finances or with our health can separate us from God's destination where we experience His love if we navigate these detours well. And it's been a year of detours, lots of detours. I don't need to explain to you what those detours are. They've been all over the news. They've been all over our world in 2020. How many of you remember a year ago when we were all so excited about 2020? Do you remember that? It was only 12 months ago, right? We're as humans, I think we like round numbers. Maybe that's just me because I don't love math. I just like a good round number. So 2020 just sounded good, didn't it? And it comes with the idea of like, oh, 2020 vision. It's going to be a year of clarity and a year of vision. And then it happened. And it's just, what happened is the question. You know, so many things happened this year, and they just seem to trigger one thing after the other. And I don't know about you, but I did not plan for my life to be impacted in the way that it was. And I don't want to talk today about what caused these things or the reason for the detours, but what I want to talk about is that there were detours. How do we navigate them, and how do we then prepare for the year ahead? How do we set resolutions and goals for the coming year to make sure these detours do not take us from the destination God has for us? So today's big idea there, the first point, I think I've already said it, is that detours change your direction of travel, but they do not change your destination. So when I come into the church, for those of you that don't know, my name's Rob. I'm a pastor on staff, so I come in to work here throughout the week. And I live up near the golf course just off of Farmer's Loop. So my route into work is I come down Farmer's Loop, I go straight across University, I hang a left on Airport Way, and I come to the church, right? Until a few months ago when I was going down University and the bridge was out. Okay, so there's all these detour signs and everything. You know, the detour signs are way back here, but I'm not a person of great detail, so I got to about here and was like, oh, the bridge is out. So what do you think Pastor Mark, who's our lead pastor and my boss, what do you think his response would have been if I drove back home, got home, parked the car in the garage, called him and said, yeah, Mark, I'm not going to make it into work today. Oh, what's wrong? Are you sick? Are you in the hospital? No, there was just a detour. What's he going to say? Yeah, I'm fired. I think he's going to be a little more gracious than that, but that was his response in the first gathering, so maybe not. But he's probably going to say, no, wait, what do you mean there was a detour? Yeah, you know, they say the bridge will be out for about 9 months, so if you can just have Dan send the check to my house every 2 weeks, that'd be great. No. He's going to say, find another way to get to work because that's still my destination. I still have a duty. I still have expectations. I still have a calling and a responsibility. But how many times do we look to God and say, God, there was a detour. I'm not coming in today. How many times do we say, God, I don't know if you saw what my wife did, but that's a bit of a detour, so I don't have to love her today, do I? Right? How many times do we say, God, My children have been detoured to the kitchen table. They're here an extra 8 hours a day. Do I still have to love them and be kind? Yes. God says, yes, these are detours, but it doesn't change the destination. And we still have calling on our life. We still have promises on our life. There are promises that God has for your marriage, for your finances, for your business, for your kids and your grandkids that still exist regardless of what has happened in 2020. And we can take hope in that. And we can say, God, I know that the direction of travel may have changed. I understand that some things did not go exactly as planned, but I still want to hold on to the destination you have for me. And you know, this is a word really for us as believers. For those of us as believers, our destination hasn't changed. If you're in here today or you're watching online and you don't have that relationship with the Lord, he hopes 2020 changes your destination. And he hopes it changes your destination to him, where you can be confident that destination will not change. And if that's you in here online, later we're going to give you the opportunity to change your destination. But for us as believers, our destination doesn't change because of detours. Detours change direction. They don't derail things. Now, as a staff, we kind of have a little joke going on because one of our pastors, whose name I won't mention, I'll just say it rhymes with man. One of our pastors doesn't like the word unprecedented. He's like, we're just using it so much. And you know what? He's right, because these are not unprecedented times. And for us as believers, we have a whole Bible filled with stories of some of the heroes of the faith who have faced detours in their life. And so if you're sitting here going, does God know what he's doing through all this? Can I really trust him? Yes, because so many of the greatest heroes of our faith have gone through detours like this. And a really quick look at some of these. And I apologize, I don't have enough time to give you all the references and everything, but I just want to give you some examples of heroes, biblical heroes, stories in the Bible where people have been detoured. The first one is Joseph. Joseph has this dream from God of what his life is going to look like. And the next thing he knows, his family, literally his family, is selling him into slavery. And then he's working for the most powerful man in the land. And then he's in prison. And then he's back on top. And when his family finally comes back to him at the end to ask him to take care of them for what they need, he recognizes the dream of God was fulfilled. And 2020, some of you need to hear this. 2020 has not removed the dream of God over your life. It's just detoured it. It hasn't derailed it. We look at the story of Moses, who as a child was literally set aside and chosen to be the rescuer of his people. And later on in life, about the time he was, grown up and an adult, he knew that. He tried to step into his calling on his own. He gets detoured for 40 years, not just into the wilderness, but the Bible says to the back of the wilderness. And then God meets him in a burning bush and calls him back into his calling. And some of you need to hear this today. 2020 has not derailed your calling. It may have given it some detours, but the calling God has on your life has not been derailed because of 2020. The Israelites as a people face detours time and time again. The first time when they're brought out of the land of Egypt, out of captivity, they're going into the promised land, and because of their own unbelief, they get detoured for 40 years, and they don't get to see the promised land, all of them, the next generation does, and some of you feel like the timing of God's promises has been derailed this year. It hasn't been derailed, it's just been detoured. And you look at David, anointed as the king, and then chased through the caves as a wanted man. And some of you know your position in God, but 2020 feels like it's got you running through caves. Your position in God hasn't changed just because you're running through the caves right now. It's been detoured. Even Jesus himself, the day he was baptized, he's baptized. A voice from heaven identifies him as God's son, says, "This is my son." Literally a bird lands on his shoulder and hangs out with him. And then he's led into the wilderness to be tempted. That feels like a detour. But his identity didn't change because of that detour. The promise and the presence of God didn't change. And for us as believers, our identity of who we are in Christ has not changed because of 2020. And the presence of God has not left us because of 2020. It might feel like a detour, but all of those promises are still true. And this is why we can take hope. This is why Pastor Mark says, and this is one of my favorite things to hear him say, is our best days are ahead because the destination still lays ahead of us. We've not reached it yet, so we press on to it, knowing that those better days are coming. But here's another truth about detours. Detours can make us feel lost. Detours can make us feel lost, like we've lost the way, even though they are well planned. Even though detours are very well planned, if we're in a new area or they're taking us to a new place, they can make us feel lost. I've lived in Fairbanks for about 3.5, maybe 4.5 years now. Fairbanks is not a big city. Okay, so I shouldn't get lost in Fairbanks. But when I came to the University Avenue and saw the detour signs, it told me to go left. And all of a sudden I was like, where am I? Like, I've never been back here before. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder where this detour is going to take me. Where is it going to go? Is there a secret bridge I don't know about? But I'm in this back neighborhood. And listen, I don't always pay full attention while I'm driving, okay? So if you're driving with me, you can feel safe because my car will beep at me if we're going too far out of the lanes and all that stuff. But I'm not always paying the most attention. So I kind of, this detour caught me off guard. And for like a minute, I was like, where am I? In Fairbanks, Alaska. But then the detour just brought me right back out, and all of a sudden I was back on University Avenue going, oh, now I know exactly where I am. Because even though I felt lost, the detour itself was well planned to get me where I needed to go. And many of us, we might feel lost, but we can trust that the one who's planned the detour for us, God, is trustworthy. And we can know that it's well planned. And I'm not saying God is the one who blew up the bridge. But what I'm saying is when the bridge is blown up and we need to follow a detour, we can trust that the detour God has put before us is worthy. In fact, in a very well-known verse in Jeremiah, God spoke this. When his people were in exile, in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you. So if I can paraphrase that into today's message, Jesus says to you, I know the detour I have for you. The detour that is not for evil, but is to give you a future and a hope. Why a future and a hope? Because the destination hasn't changed. There's still a future and a hope. There's a future and a hope. And I was thinking about this, and I'm, as many of you know, because I like to tell you, I'm Canadian. If you've ever been in my office, I have a large Canadian flag. But I am proudly living in this nation, proudly married to an American, and I'm excited for when I am eligible to become a citizen of this nation. And let me tell you, this year has been heartbreaking because I feel like many of us, and I'm talking to us as believers, not the people that don't know God, but for us as believers, do we remember the future and the hope that God has for our nation? Do we remember the future and the hope that God has for our politicians? It doesn't, Pastor Mark has been saying this, and it's worth repeating. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. I'm not worried about what the red plan or the blue plan is for our country. God, what is your future and your plan? Our country has been detoured politically, culturally, socially. God, what is your future for our nation? And so as we look at this, as we're navigating our detours, how do we navigate them well? How do we navigate them so that we can remember what our destination is and make it to our destination? As we cross over into a new year, there's a habit that many of us have, many people partake in, and that is the confessing of resolutions, the making of resolutions. How many resolution makers are there today? Am I the only one who makes resolutions? Wow, okay, good. There's a few of us that like to make New Year's resolutions. Now, different question, how many of us keep our New Year's resolutions? I'm putting my hand down. When I think back to the resolutions I had for 2020, it's COVID's fault I didn't lose weight, okay? It's COVID's fault I didn't exercise as much. It's COVID's fault I didn't eat healthy. So we had COVID to blame for my terrible resolution keeping. But when we make resolutions for a new year, or when we make goals and set plans, we want to make sure God is at the center of those resolutions, because ultimately we want our destinations to be what God has for us. So when we make resolutions for our finances this year, when we make resolutions for our health, for our families, for our careers, we want to start with, God, what do you want? What is your destination for my life? And so today I want to look at giving you a few tools to help you be able to make God-centered resolutions. If you don't like the word resolutions, goals, plans, whatever you want for the coming year. And again, in your worship guide or in the app, if you're following along, these are there for you. Number one, and by the way, I would love to say that what you're about to hear is three of the most earth-shattering steps you've ever heard. You've never heard these things before. It's all brand new, but it's not. But here's the reality. With the three steps I'm about to give you, we have to live them out. We can't just simply come and hear it and say, oh yeah, Pastor Rob made a few funny dad jokes along the way. We actually have to take this in and live this out. And so they're simple to think about, but we have to actually walk them out as we go into a new year. But number one, recall your destination. Remember where you're going. What has God spoken to you? What does the Bible say about your life? What are the promises of God over your children? Imagine again. So again, we're going back to that first day when the University Avenue detour was there. I'm driving down. I feel lost. I get found again. I go back home. And then I think, wait, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I'm going skiing. And I go off and I go skiing for a couple hours. About an hour into that, I'm going to get a phone call. Who's it going to be from? Pastor Mark. Rob, it's Tuesday morning. We have staff meeting. Where are you? Oh, I'm skiing. Why are you skiing? Well, because there was a detour, and then I forgot where I was going. Right? We laugh at it. We laugh because it's funny in that context. But what about in life? When we have a bad day and suddenly we forget, it's like we forget what God has called us to. It's like our spouse maybe doesn't respond in the way that we wanted, and we suddenly forget that we're supposed to be a good, loving, kind spouse. Or maybe we forget, hey, we've had a hard year financially, so we forget that we're called to be generous. And do you see how it's funny when it's just a little joke like that, but when it's with God, if we let those detours cause us to forget our destination, then we'll never get there. So we need to just simply remember our destination. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, it's telling his story of all these journeys he was going on. And right from the very beginning, he knew where he was called to go. He knew that God had given him a clear calling, a clear mission, if you will. But he says this on one of his travels, and this is in Acts chapter 20. It says, "Now behold, I am going up to Jerusalem, contained by the Spirit," or led by the Spirit, "not knowing what will happen to me there." So he says, I know where I'm supposed to be going. I don't know what's going to happen. And a little further on, he says this, "But I do not account my life of any value as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from Jesus." So what he's saying is, I'm going to this destination. I don't know what's going to happen between here and there, but I have set my heart on reaching my destination. You can't reach the destination unless you remember where it is you're going. And so we need to recall the promises of God in our life, recall the destinations. We need to remind ourselves of what God has said to us, regardless of the situation going on around us. In Psalm 143, verse 5, it says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands." And so I don't know about you, but if you need to set I don't know about you, but if you're like me, you might need to set reminders. Literal reminders to have your phone go off, because I know it's always close to you, right? So you can't pretend like, oh, I don't know where my phone is. You'd be panicking if you didn't know where your phone is. But set reminders every day if you need to remind yourself. Start your day remembering the promises of God. God, what are your promises over my family today? God, what are your promises over my workplace today? God, what are your promises over my finances today? This morning, as I was just praying and preparing to come and preach this word, God just was reminding me of some of the words that he's spoken to me, the promises for my family. And it was so encouraging. It was so good to remember that. That is the destination that God has for us. And don't just remind yourself, remind others as well. Tell others, this is where God's taking me. This is where I'm going. This is what God has promised. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says this, "When your son asks you in time to come," people are going to ask you, as we live for God, people are going to ask you questions like this: "What is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you?" In other words, people are going to ask, why do you live that way? Why do you live differently? and this is the response you give. Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and grievous against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to our forefathers. In other words, why do I live this way? Because God is going to be faithful to bring me to my destination. And I know where I'm going. So that's number one, you recall the destination, and that requires faith. We need to have faith in that. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. So we remind ourselves, what has God spoken? And we have faith towards it. The second thing is we need to recognize what and who to follow. Okay, it's easy here. We all know the big orange signs that say detour, right? I speak, and I was thinking about this as I shared this point in First Gathering. This is 100% a humble brag, okay? I speak two languages. It's a humble brag. I speak English and Arabic. So when I've been in countries and traveled and rented cars that are English-speaking and Arabic-speaking, if I encounter a detour, I'm fine. I can read the signs. I know where I'm going. But I was making a list of the countries, and this is true. These are the languages that I have encountered detours in while driving. French. Now, I should be able to do that because I was supposed to study it in Canada, but I've forgotten all my French. Italian, German, Turkish, Spanish, Greek, and Icelandic. I've literally been driving a car and come across a detour. And I've gone, I have no idea what the signs are. I don't know what the signs say. So I have to figure out very quickly what I'm supposed to be following. Or I have to just pick the car in front of me and just hope they're going to the same place. Right? Because when we encounter detours, we have to know what and who to follow. And the what is easy. It's the Bible. And we live in a culture where there are so many voices out there. There are so many news stories and social media posts and everything coming across. And some of them, they sound close to right, but it's not the Bible. And if you're wondering, how do I navigate a detour? Get into your word. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about how to remain generous in financial difficulty? What does the Bible say about how to continue loving our children when they are home 24/7? Just kidding, that's easy. But what does the Bible say about parenting our kids through a hard time? And the other thing is, who are you following? Who are you listening to? Again, going back to this analogy of me handling this detour on my way to work, if I picked the car in front of me and said, I don't know where I'm going, I'm going to follow that car. And next thing I know, I'm in Anchorage. Okay, that's not the next thing. It's a few hours later. And again, Pastor Mark calls and says, where are you? Well, I'm in Anchorage. Well, what are you doing in Anchorage? Well, I followed the person in front of me. They looked like they were going the same way. And we have to be very careful. We know how to discern who we're following. And we have to be very careful that we're following. So if you're not in a life group, then you need to get in a life group. If you're not attending regularly here at the church, you need to get here. You need to have the other people around you that you know are going to the same destination as you. We need to make our resolutions based on biblical truths, and we need to have people in our lives that are headed the same way so that we can get there. Proverbs 8 contains an incredible promise in this, because as we are trying to seek wisdom to know where to go, the Bible tells us wisdom will be found and is available to us. And in Proverbs chapter 8, it gives this kind of analogy that wisdom is a woman standing at every place where we might need to seek wisdom. It used the analogy of roadways and places throughout the city. And it says at the intersections wisdom is there. In the valleys, wisdom is there. On the hilltops, wisdom is there. Along the roadside, wisdom is there. And what that means is if detours this year have brought you to a place of needing to make a decision which way to go, wisdom is there. If 2020 detours have made you feel like you're in the valley, wisdom is there. If you find yourself feeling like these detours have put me on the top, wisdom in there. If the detours make you feel like you just had to pull over along the side of the road, wisdom is there. And so we can seek wisdom. We can cry out to God and know who to follow and what to follow. And the third tool to help us create resolutions to navigate detours is to prepare for what's ahead. Prepare for what's ahead. How do we prepare for the unknown? Well, there's a difference. I'm not saying control what's ahead, okay? And sometimes I think we confuse being prepared with being in control. I'm not in control of the detour when I have to follow detours, but what I am is I am prepared. I know how to drive. I don't just suddenly pull over and go, it's a detour, I don't know how to drive. Okay, I've had licenses in four countries. I should know how to drive. So I remember the training and the teaching I've had. I check the gas gauge. Am I ready? Is my car ready? Because my car is capable if it's filled up. What about the gas gauge of our heart and our mind? Is it filled up with the Word of God? Because if it is, then when we hit the detour sign, we're golden. We'll be ready to follow it. We're not threatened by it because we know my God is capable. In the same way that I come up to a detour sign, I don't turn my car off and go, I wonder if my car is capable. I know my car is capable to drive a detour. In the same way, God is capable. And he has been capable through everything 2020 has thrown at you. And he is still capable. Are you prepared? Do you remember the training you have in God? Is your gas tank filled with his presence and his word and his promises? Because God is capable. God is not scared of detours. God is not scared of detours. In Proverbs 3, it tells us that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, not on our own understanding. Not on our own understanding. We trust in God's way. Again, we trust his plan for the detour. And it says in Ephesians 3 verse 20, and I love this passage. Now to him who is able, God is able. I don't have to know what you're facing. I don't have to know what detour you find yourself in this year to know that God is able. God is able for your children, for your families, for your finances. God is able for our nation. Amen to that. Amen. Are we filled up? Are we ready? As believers in this nation, are we ready for what lies ahead? Because God is able. So to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at his work within us, to him be the glory. To him, he's the one that is setting this detour before us, and he is capable of getting us there. In relationship with God, you were built to handle detours in life. See, God never promised there wouldn't be detours, but what he promised was, I'll be there with you, and I am more than able to get you through it. And so as we look to 2021, a new year, by making the right resolutions, it can be a year where we reach our destination. And I want to look again really quickly in closing at three passages that I think hold promises that I hope you can hold on to for this year. And the first one is that passage in Romans 8. Verses 38 and 39. And basically it says, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can keep you from the destination God has from you in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Jeremiah 29:11 proves and promises that that destination is good. God says to his people, I know the plans I have for you. I'm so glad that I can trust the Department of Transportation and their plans. But God says, I know the plans I have for you to give you a future and a hope. And in Luke chapter 4, it's the story of that we talked about earlier of Jesus being baptized and being led out into the wilderness. And this is the promise that I pray over each and every one of us. It says this, when he was coming back from that time, it says this, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And church, this is the promise of God to us, that we can return to our destination in power. That the detour has not reduced the power that God has waiting for us, here for us right now to get to our destination. If we will let him bring us back, if we will follow and navigate the detour well. So it's my prayer and my hope that as you look at the flipping of the calendar and you set new goals, you remember your destination has not changed. Your promises are still there. Your kid's future is still there. The finances and the promise of security is still there. And we can thank God for that. But like I said earlier, some of you might be here today and you don't know the Lord in that way. You don't have that relationship with God. You might be watching online and you might be saying, I don't know that my destination is set for eternity because I don't have that relationship with God. If that's you, and you want to set your destination in Christ to be assured of it once and forevermore, then you can do that today. Here at True North, we call it simply the ABCs of salvation. And so if that's you, it's simply a matter of admitting I'm not in that relationship, admitting I don't have that destination secured because of the sin in my life, because I am separated from God. And then B is simply believing in the work that Jesus Christ did, coming to earth as a man, dying on the cross and being raised again, that work, putting our faith in Jesus, is enough to reconcile and reunite us with God. And then confessing Jesus is Lord, which is just simply saying, if I can use the analogy of detour, of just simply saying, I don't want to be in my car anymore. I want to be in Jesus' car. I give my life to Jesus today. So that's you. I want to lead you in a simple prayer that will start that relationship today. So I'm going to ask everybody in here online, would you just bow your heads and close your eyes? And if that's you today saying, I want to set my destination, would you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, I want to set my destination in you. I admit that I've sinned and I'm not in relationship with God. But today I declare my belief in what you did for me, Jesus, and I confess you as Lord and ask you to take over my life as I give it to you. In your name, thank you, Lord, that my destination is now in you. My destination is now set for eternity. Amen. 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 The Bible tells us the angels rejoice when people pray a prayer like that. So, church, can we rejoice with those angels today?